US greater than 1 Singapore dollar would have always been RM1 if Mashiya didn't pull out of this 1967 agreement. World of Buzz Home News Current Affairs Social Stories Society People Features Lifestyle Travel Food Events and Places Beauty and Fashion Tech Culture Music Relationships Film and TV Sports Opinion Videos Munch Advertise Contribute an article. Contact Connect with us World of BUZZSGD 1 would have always been RM1 if Mashiya didn't pull out of this 1967 agreement news. Newborn baby found alive after being thrown on top of a roof in Perak. A Bang Bomba convinces lady from jumping off bridge in Kedah. Want a kitchen island counter? Majin shares how she made hers using only RM300 at IKEA. Woman shares how stranger airdrops rape threats to her iPhone on a public bus. Watch, adorable doggo collects owner's mail from postman. Current Affairs Social Stories Society. 1 Singapore dollar would have always been RM1 if Mashiya didn't pull out of this 1967 agreement. Psychologist explains why some men like to do their business naked. Malaysian comedian, people should stop using and normalizing the word kelling. Meet Siaza, the Majin designer who turns old broken furniture into luxurious pieces. Meet Izati Souza, the talented Malaysian artist behind these trending tote bags. People features lifestyle. You can get up to 10% off iPad or Macs in Mashiya and you don't even need to be a student. These Doraemon-inspired Nike SB Dunk High will soon be hitting stores. Ubisoft's new game has a Malaysian character from Pekan, Pahang. Fly like your favorite Chinese drama characters at this tourist spot in China. These hilarious sticker packs for LINE are just food items from literally every angle. Travel food events and places beauty and fashion tech culture. Creator of the smiley face only got paid $45 and never received royalty. Meme compilation, is this real life or are we all just cake? 10 types of people you might meet on dating apps. Justin, Grant Imahara, host of MythBusters, has passed away at 49, from a brain aneurysm. Glee star Naya Rivera's body found in California Lake after six-day search. Music relationships film and TV sports opinion. Should MP Bailing's recent Galap apology be considered enough? Why are politicians who give racist remarks still being allowed to represent Malaysians? Should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized? Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos, Shepherd plays Who's Most Malaysian. The New Norm, How Malaysians Enjoy Ice Cream with Friends? Malaysians Ride Roller Coaster 18 Times. Alexander 23 Spins the Malaysian Wheel. Chup, Ratatouille makes wonton me, Munch share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Singapore is like Malaysia's little brother who despite its small stature, turned out to be more successful than its older siblings. Sure, they can't really cook and sometimes even claim their big brother's cooking as their own, but one thing is definitely true, they are worth approximately 3 times more than us. Malaysian ringgit and the Singapore dollar, source, CNA. We are of course, talking about the Singapore dollar which has been equivalent to around RM3 for almost a decade now. However, did you know that prior to 1973, this wasn't the case? In fact, Malaysia and Singapore used to have an agreement whereby RM1 will always be the same amount as 1 Singapore dollar, you don't need to exchange currency for MYR to be used in Singapore and vice versa. In fact, Singapore and Brunei are still using the same agreement to this day, hence Bruneians can use their Brunei ringgits to purchase stuffs in Singapore without converting. We are of course talking about the Currency Interchangeability Agreement, CIA, 1967. Which would still be in place if Malaysia didn't pull out in 1973. Here's everything you need to know. 1. Currency Interchangeability Agreement, CIA, 1967. A 1966 Straits Times headline prior to the agreement, source, Straits Times. According to the Monetary Authority of Singapore, MAS, the agreement was made on 12 June 1967. Between these three countries who after independence have issued their own currencies, Malaysia with the Malaysian dollar, Singapore with the Singapore dollar, Brunei with the Brunei dollar. Previously, Singapore and Malaysia used the same currency, which is the Malaya dollar. And Brunei used the British Borneo dollar. When the change happened, all three countries signed an interchangeability agreement which dictates that all must accept each other's currencies, all must exchange them at par, without charge, into its own currency. In technical terms, the three currencies would not be legal tender when circulating in the other participating countries, but they would be customary tender and would be repatriated to the issuing country periodically. Malayan and Singaporean leaders in November 1963, source, Straits Times. This agreement has its roots to the historical Straits dollarization to Malayan currency area. From 1897 to 1967 and the establishment of the Board of Commissioners of Currency for the Straits Settlements comprising Singapore, Penang and Malacca in 1897. The agreement still remains to this day between Singapore and Brunei despite significant changes in economic policies between the two. Singapore and Brunei celebrated 50th anniversary of the agreement in 2017, source, Straits Times. 2. Why did Malaysia pulled out of the agreement? All was fine and dandy between the countries in regards to the agreement until the 1970s. As mentioned by Moss, several tumultuous events shook the global economy and the international monetary system during that decade. In August 1971, U.S. President Nixon closed the gold window and devalued the U.S. dollar against gold. This had significant effect to Malaysian monetary system and others whereby all currencies automatically revaluated against the U.S. dollar. Furthermore, in 1973 and post-Vietnam War, the Bretton Woods system of fixed exchange rates broke down when all the major currencies decided to float against the U.S. dollar. Due to these external circumstances and the focus of the Malaysian government then to focus on domestic development imperatives, Malaysia terminated its agreement with Singapore on 8 May 1973. 2 weeks later, the interchangeability agreement between Brunei and Malaysia was also cancelled. Singapore leaders pushing for its own currency in 1967, source, Straits Times. Some 47 years later, Malaysia, Singapore and Brunei have gone their own paths economically and also currency-wise. Of course, we all know that Singapore has been doing a bit better than us, hence why Singaporeans have been pulling the 1 Singapore dollar equals 1 Malaysian ringgit card whenever they find themselves in an argument with us Malaysians. Well, as the old saying goes, Cecil Dahulu Pendapatan, Cecil Kemudian Singapore dollar Laji Tinggi Nilainya. Quote. Also read, Singapore has salmon sashimi noodles and we're jealous. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article advertise contact terms of service privacy policy. Part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.